Indians are the real Native Americans. When the white settlers began to populate the New World, it was already inhabited. There were probably about 1 million Indians at the time when Columbus discovered North America. They were named Indians, or Red Indians, because Columbus was convinced he had reached India. They were divided into many independent tribes, all with different languages and customs, but all sharing the view that land could not be owned but only used. They took what they needed from the land and respected and honored nature. They lived in different areas, and according to the different environment in which they lived, they organized their lives in various ways. Some tribes were nomadic and mainly inhabited the Great Plains. They lived in tepees, a tent made of buffalo hides, and depended on the presence of the buffalo. They ate the meat and used the skins to make clothes and tents. They made blankets from the wool and tools from the bones and horns. They even used the dung. There weren't many trees on the plains, so it was burnt on fires instead of wood. They cut buffalo meat into thin slices and dried it in the sun for food in the winter. Nothing was wasted. The buffalo hunt began in spring when the buffaloes went north. Other tribes lived in the southwest of the states. They were the only tribes who lived on agriculture. They were called pueblos because they used to live in houses with more than one floor, made of adobe, bricks made of clay, straw, and sand. In the 19th century, America began to be civilized by the white men, and many gold diggers and settlers entered the territories of the Indians in search of gold and land. Some tribes decided to fight against the whites and their civilization in order to defend their own freedom. The so-called Indian Wars began. They were bloody wars where the whites were at an advantage because they had guns, while Indians fought mostly with bows and arrows. In 1876, the Sioux, led by Sitting Bull, attacked the white intruders and in the famous Battle of Little Bighorn, killed General Custer and his men. In 1890, at Wounded Knee, the Indians were definitely defeated and obliged to live in reservations.